Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Look at you. Wow. How you doing? All right? Well, I forgot to tell you last week. I'm afraid you're going to yell at me. But there is no show this week to George Carlin. I forgot to say it last week. We're doing some wiring in the studio and changing around a few things and adding a lot of stuff. And I just was supposed to mention it last week and I forgot. But you know what it does? It gives you a chance to go listen to an old show. It really does. You think I'm just trying to make an excuse, but I mean, that's not why I took a week off. But and how am I? I'm doing good. It's been a fun few days. I'm in Los Angeles. Last night was really fun. I did Getting Dug with High, and it was just a great group. We all meshed really well, and it was really a lot of fun. And then right after that, I went and opened up for Louis C.K. at the store, and it was, the crowd was great. They, just hanging out at the store last night was so much fun. There's so many, they created this bar with inside that's just like, I think for comedians and stuff, and it is the most special area that I've ever seen. They did a great job. Anyway, maybe they have some pictures up online, but like you go into this room and you feel like you're at a bar, like it's on a New York City street. Really cool. And then tonight I opened up for David Spade at the Comedy and Magic Club, and now I'm heading to the Improv to do a show at the Lab. But anyway, Aristotle, what's an episode you would recommend? It's like, yeah, I like all of them. They're all fun. But if you had to recommend one, and then you tell the audience right now which one it should be, and then I'll hear it, and then I'll find out if I was thinking the same thing. Andy Kindler. And, you know, here's coming up. Who's coming up? What comedians? Well, you know, sometimes, and I'm, I like both ways. Sometimes it's fun to just have family shows. It's a little easier. It takes a teeny bit of effort to, you know, when we have guests, but not that much, but a little bit. So I get a little lazy sometimes, I guess you could say. But we're going to, you know, guys that haven't been on a while, like Whitmer Thomas, Ron Funches, Liza Skinner, Caleb Sinan, who else? Alan Strickland Williams, Rory Scovel, Andy Kindler. So we're going to, and I know I forgot some names, people that are regularly on the show. Rob Gleason, Ian Carmel. So I'm going to get a lot of those people back on the show. It'll be fun. That's it. All right, listen. How you doing, Fabian? You're doing all right? You are? Look at me. I got... Huh? Fabian, shut up. You're smiling. No, no, you can't act like you're not. All the way. Where are you from? You're like from another country or something. Wow. So fancy. All right, well, I just pulled into the Improv, so I'm going to go in there and have some fun in the Lab, which has turned into this probably one of the best little rooms in Los Angeles. It's great. All right. You good? Are you good? Let it go. Let it go. Take a deep breath. You do it? Alright. I love you. How's that? I'm going to start saying that more because you need to hear it. Alright, I fucking said it. I love you. There's no going back now. I'm sick of this shit. Aristotle? I'm going to give you the last word. Say something nice. Don't shit around. Bye.
Life has its ups and downs. It always gets better. So, if you're feeling down, just know that the up is coming.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.